all types of zombies, brides and grooms, prisoners, hospital patients, and even a Teletubby zombie went for the slow, crooked zombie walk and brought out their best zombie roars.
Brains!
Those in costume described themselves as big fans of the undead. Some like the movies, others like the books, and many say they watch the AMC series The Walking Dead. While Saturday was all fun and games, some people at the walk, like Clark Thomas in Fort Dodge, described the serious side of a zombie apocalypse, what it represents, and why people are so intrigued.
I think just the whole atmosphere, it brings people together, because they have to survive. You know, there's no technology, there's no nothing. You have to rely on your basic human instincts to survive.
Surviving on instincts is appealing to many of the zombies at Saturday's walk. Max Brooks, author of the best-selling book The Zombie Survival Guide, says this is due to a national anxiety, that people are living in uncertain times and there are large global issues at play. Brooks says that zombies allow us to explore an apocalypse without it being too real.
You can fantasize about what you would do in a zombie apocalypse and have it be fun. You cannot do that if, say, AIDS went airborne. There would not be an Ebola cafe. There would not be a swine flu run. But when something is really real, it's too scary. And psychologically, we want to turn away from it. But when the catalyst is something that's fake, like zombies, well, then it's fun.
And for young people, especially those worried about the job market, Brooks says the zombie apocalypse can seem empowering.
If you're a young person, if you're in your teens or your 20s, and you're facing very real fears, like the job market, that creates a sense of helplessness. There's nothing you can do about that. You can't shoot the global financial collapse in the head. And that's, I think, what is so exciting about zombies. It is the apocalypse, but it's a controllable apocalypse.
Brooks also says that with today's younger generations comes a different way of thinking about zombies. While fans of George Romero's 1968 Night of the Living Dead may picture a slow, creepy zombie, many zombie fans today like the fast, vicious zombies, seen in recent films like 28 Days Later. Brooks says a lot of this has to do with the fast-paced world today's generation is living in. While Key resident Zach, who was stumbling around the zombie walk pretending to eat a fake severed hand, agrees.
Well, I think it's more interesting to see them go fast and like, it's like they're quicker. It's more interesting.
Whether they are slow or fast, zombies have become an effective promotional tool. The Des Moines Zombie Walk raises money for the Central Iowa Shelter and Services. It also helps the Central Iowa-based chapter of an international community service group called Zombie Squad that uses a hypothetical zombie apocalypse to open a discussion on disaster preparedness. One thing is for sure, zombie mania seems to have no end in sight, at least according to George Formaro, the owner of Zombie Burger, a sponsor of the Des Moines Zombie Walk. He attributes the culture's longevity to zombies' mass appeal.
Anybody's a zombie. You know, you look at vampires and Count Dracula. You know, he lived in a mansion, and then you get into the twilight of vampires, and it's a different thing. I'll call those sort of elitist monsters. Zombies, anybody's a zombie. And that's the thing I love about them. And as you see in from the crowd here, you got all walks of life, and that's kind of a cool thing.
And if this zombie walk is any indication, zombie culture in Iowa will stay alive and well, or rather, undead, for many years to come. In Des Moines, I'm Emily Woodbury, Iowa Public Radio News.